The Book of Tobi, Chapter 1. This is the book of the story of Tobi, son of Tobiel, son of Hananeel, son of Aduel, son of Gabael, son of Raphael, son of Reuel, of the descendants of Asiel, of the tribe of Naphtali, who in the days of Shalmaneser, king of the Assyrians, was taken captive from Thisbe, which is south of Kadesh Naphtali in Upper Galilee, above into the west of Asher, north of Peor.
I, Tobi, have walked the paths of truth and righteousness all the days of my life. I gave many alms to my kinsmen and countrymen who went with me in exile to Nineveh, in the land of the Assyrians. While I still lived as a young man in my own land of Israel, the entire tribe of my forefather Naphtali broke away from the house of my forefather David and from Jerusalem. This city had been chosen from among all the tribes of Israel so that they might all offer sacrifice in it. The temple of the dwelling of God had been built and consecrated for all generations to come. All my kinsmen and the house of my forefather Naphtali used to rather sacrifice on all the mountains of Galilee to the calf that Jeroboam, king of Israel, had set up in Dan. I alone would often make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem on festivals, as was prescribed by perpetual decree for all Israel, taking along the first fruits of the crops and the firstlings of the flocks, the tenth of the produce, and the first shearings of the sheep. I used to hasten off to Jerusalem. I presented them to the priests, the sons of Aaron, at the altar of sacrifice. To the Levites ministering in Jerusalem, I would give the tenths of wine, grain, olive oil, pomegranates, figs, and other fruit. And except for sabbatical years, the second tenth I saved as money, which I would go and dispense in Jerusalem each of those years. I gave it to the orphans, the widows, and the converts who had joined the children of Israel. Every third year I would bring and donate this offering to them, and we feasted on it, in keeping with the decree set down regarding them in the law of Moses, and according to the instructions given by Deborah, the mother of our forefather Haniel. For when my father died, he left me orphan. When I reached manhood, I married a woman from our own lineage, and by her I had a son, whom I named Tobiah. Now, after being deported to the Assyrians, when I was taken captive and came to Nineveh, all of my brethren and my relatives there used to eat the foods of the foreign nations. But I refrained from eating such food because I remembered my God with all my heart. The Most High granted me favor and good standing before Shalmaneser, and I became the purchasing agent for his provisions. Until his death, I used to go to Media and would buy provisions for him. I left sacks of silver worth 10 talents in trust with Gabael, the brother of Gabri in the land of Media. But when Shalmaneser died, his son Sennacherib came to rule in his stead, and the roads to Media passed out of control, and I was no longer able to journey there. In the days of Shalmaneser, I gave many alms to my kinsmen, to those of my people. I shared my bread with the hungry and my clothing with the naked. And if I saw the dead body of anyone of my nation tossed beyond the wall of Nineveh, I would bury it. After Sennacherib returned as a fugitive from Judah, during the days when the King of Heaven passed judgment on him for all his blasphemies, I also buried anyone whom he had put to death. In his rage, he slew many of the Israelites, but I would steal their bodies and bury them. So when Sennacherib looked for them, he could not find them. But one of the Ninevites informed the king about me, that it was I who was burying them. So I hid myself. When I learned that he knew about me and was seeking to kill me, I became afraid and ran away. Then all my property was confiscated and nothing was left for me at all, except my wife Hannah and my son Tobiah. But less than 45 days later, Sennacherib was assassinated by two of his sons, who then fled to the mountains of Ararat. His son Esarhaddon came to reign after him, and he appointed Ahikar, the son of my brother Haniel, over all the accounts of his kingdom. He had control of all the treasury accounts of the king. Then Ahikar interceded on my behalf, and I was able to return to Nineveh. For under Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, Ahikar had been the chief cupbearer, keeper of the signet ring, comptroller and treasurer. Now Esarhaddon appointed him as second to himself. He was the son of my brother and one of my father's house and of my family.